There is one thing that seems crystal clear about those of you who are stateside listeners. Education really matters to you. Whenever we talk about education, about our children, you are all ears. So tomorrow at this time, you will not want to miss a powerful documentary produced by Jennifer Guerra for Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity Project. It's called The Education Gap. Jen Guerra joins us now to give us a preview. What questions are you asking in The Education Gap?
Well, I guess I sort of went into it with a couple questions, which is, why do kids who live in certain parts of the state get different types of education? So why does where you live determine the type of education you get? I also was very interested in hearing if there were possible solutions to this this problem.
This disparity?
The disparity, which obviously education and education funding is a very complex issue. There is no one simple solution, which I realized going in, but the responses have been very varied in terms of what can be done for the kids. And it's a problem that the state's been working on for decades and
spinning its wheels.
That's right.
Will you take us out of the realm of the experts and opinions, and you show us what this looks like? And tell us how you did that.
Sure. That's one of the really great things about State of Opportunity is that we get time to tell the stories and we get time to embed in classrooms and really get to know the people who are truly affected. So I chose two different fifth grades in two different districts. I chose one district which is solidly middle class, if not upper middle class, and then a district that is low income.
So you went to a fifth grade classroom in Novi. Mm-hmm. The other district didn't want to be named.
Yeah. And I get it. They didn't want to be named because they didn't want people to blame them, really, for not having resources or blame the kids and the parents for being poor.
Or the teachers for what they have to do. Yeah,
exactly. And so they felt that, you know, they just didn't want that attention really drawn to them. And I have to say, I mean, it was really very kind of them to even open their doors to me in the first place, because it is a very touchy subject. Mm-hmm. They do want people to know the challenges that face them. I often find, and I've spoken with other reporters about this, it's sometimes very hard to point out inequities when nobody wants to be the one to hold up the short end of the stick. And so, yeah, the two schools were very, very kind to let me pretty much hang out in their classrooms every day for a month and a half.
What struck you the most about the fifth grade classroom in that low-income district?
Well, first of all, I loved the kids. This is not in the documentary, but something I noticed was every time I would visit the low-income school, the kids would rush up to me, give me hugs, ask me why I hadn't been there the day before or when was I coming back. And the middle and upper middle class school in Novi, you know, they were just much more sort of, oh, she's here, she's not here. Like, who cares?
Kind of blasé.
Yeah. And I, you know, I have no hard and fast data on why that is, but it sort of felt like there was this stability issue in the low income school. And so they really kind of craved the attention that I was giving them and this. They wanted the stability of me being there, whereas in the Novi school, it's like they go home and they go home to parents who are going to give them attention, and they have teachers who are able to give them a lot of attention. And so I'm just one more adult in the room. So that really struck me. I would say the noise level in the low-income school really struck me. It's a crowded classroom with a lot of kids, a lot of high-needs kids, and it was just so loud. I just felt bad for the teacher. There's no way she can get to all the kids during any particular subject, right? So maybe she's able to work with five or six kids, but you have 31, 32 kids in a classroom. And so you just see these kids kind of floundering, and they would ask me for help. Mm-hmm. And that was really eye-opening, too.
You ask a question. Can schools offset the effects of poverty? Can they?
You know, if I had an answer to that, I would, I don't know what I would be doing. I'd be a rich person. I asked so many people that question. I think I asked every expert I talked to that question. I also asked principals, and I think I might have even asked teachers. And everybody would say, yes. Okay, no, I would ask the question, can schools offset the effects of poverty? There'd be a long pause, almost to a T. There'd be a long pause, and then they would say, yes, I think they can. And then they'd go into a long explanation of like why it hasn't quite happened yet. And that to me was just, I'm disappointing to not have an answer. Yeah. As a reporter, you know, you want an answer.
Yeah.
And I just found that really interesting. Like, we just really have not figured this out.
The Education Gap is the Michigan Radio State of Opportunity documentary. It's airing tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. It is powerful. It will make you think. It will touch your heart, and you do not want to miss it. Jen Guerra, thank you so much for giving us a preview.
Thank you.